Committee, and we have Chris Frazier, who is, are you the chair of this committee? Great, well, congratulations and thank you.
Pays pretty good.
First off, I wanted to tell you that I appreciate the formation of this committee. I think it's probably been a long time coming, and appreciate that I'm the chairperson of it, and hopefully that the committee has met three times, and hopefully we'll be able to resolve
I have just a couple of questions. One, I think the battery backups are a no-brainer. I mean, that's that we've got to have those immediately. And I'm assuming with the purchase from Dell, these are just towers.
These are just towers. Typically, monitors last about 8 to 10 years, a lot of it longer than the tower itself. So usually you don't need that. Now, with every tower ships a mouse and a keyboard. So if that's necessary or they need to update their keyboard, we can do that. Those will also be sitting in there. Very rare, sometimes the buttons pop off or something like that, we can swap out. But those are the main components we need. Everything else, if we need to do maintenance on a machine, say a RAM module or something goes out, we can still swap those machines out, go repair, come back and re-swap, and it just saves the county a lot of money. So there's that downtime.
Okay, what about, I'm assuming that these three are coming out of General County funds. There are some that have technology funds.
I misaddressed that. Thank you. What we recommend, the way the county handles it, is typically when an office purchases, from what I understand, they purchase from their own funds. So we'd like to see a PO issue and just say, hey, this needs to take place. Then they read, just kind of moving the funds around and replenish the backup machine so that that way they're purchasing a new backup.
So if one of the machines in the sheriff's office goes down, they'll have access to one of these in our inventory, and then they will purchase one and put it back into our, so we'll maintain a 3-computer inventory.
Yes. Typically, the reason why we recommend 3 is we've seen 2 go out today, and if you have a disaster, 3 can keep us going here in the county for communications and things like that, and I wouldn't think we need less. If you have a disaster where you're losing an office, but if you're losing every machine at one time, it doesn't matter. You're not able to communicate anyway. So what we want to see is we have at least something in place. One of the offices is flooded or something, we need to replace. They have at least 3 machines. They can do something that day.
Okay. My next question is, last year we invested in a domain controller that would assist in preventing the corruption of some of our software,
yes,
some of our computers. Why is that not sufficient to take care of our antivirus protection?
Well, it's a different kind of security. It does add quite a bit, but what happens with threats, with viruses, and this is the thing, it's very technical and it's hard to explain, but the way that works is it filters through, but sometimes with the viruses, we're pulling them directly from a location, and it doesn't go through the domain. Typically, in an email or a USB, which this antivirus supports, if you need to know, say you have a county, an employee who's using a USB file,
I understand,
and they're moving documents from one location to another. That's why we need to be able to that becomes a real obvious way for hackers to move data. And this thing scans the USBs every time you plug them in, it'll scan and make sure that there's nothing on there. And that's the point of entry. It doesn't go through the domain.
And I know that in our office, we have CDs and DVDs that come in from other agencies. And we were something like that, you know, so
it's very possible. Very possible that same place, and that's another threat that a lot of people don't think about. Sometimes it's download, update your software, like your CD burning software, and things like that. And really, what it is a, what we call a patch, software patch, and it's placing software inside that software that allows it to arrive an unknown virus to work here. You're aware of it. You can do that CD, and you put it in your machine, aware of it, and it loads in the background of the system files. Never even entered
it. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about transfer data cache.
Yeah, it's
in a
it's
zip
it's
drive a, or something like that.
It's not something that you just would think naturally about. That's why it's so popular. I know the Air Force had an issue with it last year, and they completely banned USBs for a few weeks until they could get the phone addressed. So it is a pretty big thing.
I think they probably have some down in the basement or something that those monitor.
Yeah, there are a few down there. They're the older tunnel, and they're the big ones, but they're sufficient. And that's why I almost forgot that they're down there. There are a few down there already. And what's happened is, and those come from various offices. And that's the thing is, we are trying to institute a policy, and we've been working on it. When we replenish these, if we know where the old machine's going, our ground is secure, and that the monitors, and so, because what's been happening is they'll mysteriously appear in the server room, and you can't walk in there. And it's not a very good
Yeah, and you told him what I mentioned to you about somebody wanting to purchase those old pieces. Yeah. I've moved that we approve the purchase of the recommendations from
all three of them.
The technology committee.
Okay, Commissioner Boggs has made a motion that we approve each of these three requests, and again, that will be three tower computers, 110 antivirus licenses, and three UPS backup power supplies.
Second.
I'm second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of approving these three purchases, please say aye.
Aye.
And it is unanimous. All right, thank you very much. We're glad to have a group of knowledgeable young minds that are making these decisions rather than us.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
All right, item number 10, consider and possibly approve pauper's funeral for Donnie Mae Brown.
I'll make a motion.
Anybody need any documentation on that? This was, from J.C. White Funeral Home. And the date of that funeral was back on the 3rd of this month. Okay, and I'm sorry, who made that motion?
I did. Philip.
All right, Commissioner Hinton made a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of approval of payment on this pauper's funeral, please say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you. Item number 12, Commissioner Hockaday would like to put his 1995 International Dump Truck up for sale on Auctioneer Express that we have been using here of late with some success, I trust. Do you have any comments on that?
The only thing, I finally got my new dump truck. It's been ordered a year. It finally came in.
So. Worldwide shortage, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, I'd like to put this one on. Durapatcher. There was a mix-up at the sale part of it. It's staying on there, so, but it already got a little cool on the other.
It's still on the Auctioneer Express. Okay. All right.
And I make that motion.
All right. We have a motion by
second.
Commissioner Hockaday, second by Commissioner Hinton, to begin sales efforts on the 95 dump truck that has been replaced with the new one. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're down to travel and seminar requests. From the Titus County Sheriff's Office, I've got, let me see if there's anything in here that we don't already have.
Where'd you go this week?
I think we've got copies of all these. First item is a training request from the Sheriff's Department. Sheriff would like to send Lieutenant Michael Garcia to attend Senior Level Corrections Leadership Development Program. The Texas Jail Association will pay for this course. The training will be in Huntsville, Texas from March 20th through the 25th. The Sheriff's Office will only have to furnish transportation to and from Huntsville. Also from the Sheriff's Office, there is a class entitled The Games Offenders Play, which will be a one-day course in Tyler on the 24th of this month. He would like to send McGee, Reeder, Birmingham, Sharp, Thomas, Duke, Morse, Castillo, Williford, Fosdick, Livingston, and Fulcher. And that will be no cost other than, I suppose, some travel expenditures down there for that one-day class. That same course is being offered on the 22nd of March in Greenville, and he's got another group that he would like to send, again, no cost. Attending there will be Shepherd, Gutierrez, Amos, Evans, Malloy, Johnson, Hughes, Nieto, Goodman, Swan, Banks, Davis, and Cooper. Training costs zero, and again, I assume just some travel monies there. We have upcoming here in a couple of weeks on March 30th and 31st, we will have Mount Pleasant Day in Austin, an event that's pioneered and by the Chamber of Commerce, and Commissioners Hockaday and Boggs and myself are making a request to be part of Mount Pleasant Day. That will involve leaving out on Wednesday morning, returning on Thursday evening.
Let me correct that. We actually intended for the whole court to be included and given the opportunity to go, not just you don't want to send Thomas and I both to Austin at the same time without some chaperones.
Well, that's why I was going.
You were? Yeah.
I can't keep up with you.
Well,
if we can't go,
the more the merrier. And again, that'll involve a hotel stay of one night, travel back and forth, and I suppose a day of meals there, March 30th and 31st, Mount Pleasant Day in Austin. We will have an opportunity to attend an evening, not a banquet or a reception, I suppose. And then the next day we'll have a series of meetings set up with folks there in Austin here during the legislature. And that's all in the way of those requests for travel and seminars.
Make a motion, we approve those.
Commissioner Fields makes a motion.
Second
by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And it is unanimous. Thank you. All right, item number 14, approve oral and written reports of county officials. Their typical turnaround after an item is sold?
2 weeks. I don't know. This is only the second time I've done it, but it was pretty quick after the sale.
When did it
sale? Yeah, March the 8th was the sale.
It usually takes a couple of weeks.
All right, any comments or questions?
Move to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Hinton. Approval of oral and written reports of county officials. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And it is unanimous. Consider and possibly approve treasurer's report. Item number 15.
I
right, any questions or comments?
Make a motion to approve Treasurer's Report.
Motion by Commissioner Hint to approve the Treasurer's Report.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And it is unanimous. All right, Carl, do we have any budget amendments in item number 16? There are none, thank you. All right. We are down to signing pay orders and approving payments.
Move to do just that.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Hinton to approve signing of pay orders. All those in favor, item number 17, say aye.
Aye.
And it is unanimous. All right, we are down to last item, number 18, closing comments. I'll start at my left, Mr. Commissioner Hockaday. Do you have anything?
I do not, thank you.
Commissioner Hinton? Commissioner Fields?
Yes, sir. This is a program that we've been involved in for many years now. This is our cleanup week that we have in the county. After talking with the city and finding out some information, along with everybody, April the 4th will be on a Monday, and that will be the start of our cleanup week in the county. We have dumpsters that we put out into the county, be it the same areas that we had last year, in Talco, Winfield, scattered all through the county. And April the 9th, I think the city of Mount Pleasant is having the landfill will be open for all citizens of the county, of the city. So it's just kind of a spruce cleanup week for the county and the city, and it's been popular over the years, and the people enjoy it. So we're going to continue to do that, Judge, and put the dumpsters out where people can. And it helps in the county because a lot of this stuff doesn't end up on our county roads. Just wanted to inform the court that I think the Mount Pleasant's going to do a news release on this a little bit later on, where the county and the city is coordinating together.
And you can make unlimited trips to the landfill during that time, is that right? How does that work?
I believe that's correct, but it's just going to be that Saturday at the landfill. And out in the county, the dumpsters will be there all week from Monday through Saturday, and then they will start picking them up late Saturday.
They're going to pick them up on Saturday?
I think they said that's what they were going to start doing. It may be Sunday before they get them all picked up.
Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, or Monday.
Somewhere in there. Thank you, Commissioner Boggs.
I have one thing I'd like to address. It's not an agenda item, but there's a lot of concern in Precinct 1 and I think all over the county about the establishment of an agricultural board evaluate ag exemptions on property in the county. I think I speak for the court in voicing support for the appraisal district and what they do and all the people who serve on those boards and for the effort that Ronnie Babcock does. My concern is that when they go through this process, which is mandated by the state, that they establish this agricultural board, that they be very sensitive to the concerns of people who enjoy the life they have out in the country with not large places but moderate places, and make the criteria to qualify for an ag exemption on your rural property achievable by most of the residents that enjoy that lifestyle. And surely we have to ferret out those that are obviously trying to circumvent the system. But there has to be some attention paid to those people who I represent. I mean, this is going to affect a lot of people in my precinct. And the criteria has to be achievable by most everyone who does live in the rural areas that use their land for agricultural purposes.
Is there a criteria that the state is set down?
I think each appraisal district sets their own criteria, because it wouldn't be fair for us for there be one set of criteria for West Texas as far as animals per unit and or per acre in East Texas animals. You see what I'm saying? So I think it's established by the county, and I think that's where our county board comes in to set those levels to, like I said, to achievable levels. I've heard some really wild figures as to what you would have to do in order to qualify.
Myself, and I've had a lot of phone calls.
And I think I speak for the board that we're really concerned about how this comes out, and we don't want to weigh in into their business unless it becomes our business.
Right. Don't they have a meeting tomorrow?
Yeah, that was the one item I was going to mention. I hope that many of your concerns and questions will be addressed tomorrow night at the appraisal district, 6 p.m., March 15th. In fact, I was provided by Commissioner Fields with a fax that came to us from the appraisal district entitled Protect Your Agricultural Rights, Attached or Proposed Changes to Our Ag Exemptions by the TCAD. So let them inform you. I would hate to think that a lot of bad information would get out there when here you have an opportunity to hear it directly from the appraisal district. Perhaps it's not as it's never as bad as you think it is. I understand that it will be part of one of the elements will be you'll have to reapply on a more regular basis to obtain your ag exemption, but that may be, you know, one of many things that could be you know, might be feared by our residents. But 6 p.m. tomorrow night, the 15th, at the appraisal district. So if you have any concerns or just want to get informed, that would be a good meeting to go to. Yes, Barbara.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I've seen the comments it's pretty overreaching what they're proposing. It's not real sensible. I thought that a lot of people that have a strip of that is going to sell on the track of that new real estate. It's not a lot of stories like that.
I've heard a lot about it this weekend too. So which if it's left up to me, I will not vote for it, but they said that the commissioners would have to vote on it. So
okay.
My problem with it affects all of our precincts. There's a lot of people out there, but they don't have a big farm, but they've got these what I call ranchettes. 5, 10, 15, 20 acres. I've got cattle, I've got horses. As far as I'm concerned, it's ag. And it should be used in that effect. And if they just have it out there and it's not being used for the purpose it should be, then that should be maybe different. But the whole purpose of this thing is to some way come up with more money. And it seems like it's always, it's not the big ranches or people that doesn't have ranches, but it affects a lot of people that have these smaller places that just want a little bit of land and be able to have horses or cows or whatever they want to have a garden. But there's a lot of factors in here too. Last year, how much rain did we get and how much hay was produced on this property? If you set a figure on this property, it's going to be hard to come back and justify that. Well, that's not going to happen.
That's going to be very exceptional. I don't know of anything around here that have had that.
And this is what I think Don's talking about, and this is some guidelines we can let the board know that, hey, this is not acceptable. There's no way it's going to make that kind of hay. Last year I made maybe 3% of what I would make the year before just because of the rainfall. Rainfall determines a lot of things, the grass, the pastures, the cattle, the calves. They're going to have some input into this, but still, it's going to affect a lot of people in Titus County, so they need to pay attention to this.
I will say one thing. We need to, you know, if we're concerned about our constituents, we need to be at that meeting tomorrow. As a board, as a
court. What time is it, Judge?
6 o'clock.
6 p.m. tomorrow night, Tuesday, at the appraisal district. That's an awful small place for a meeting like that.
They're going to have to get a different place.
I'm wondering if they might want to change that.
Judge, if you don't mind, you might call and tell them they better get a big plaque.
Surely they know by now. Well, I would think the Civic Center would be more appropriate, but I don't even know of a room that you can get more than 25 people in there. County extension on. We might have to pay for that, though. I will give them a call and just see if they're prepared for the kind of crowd that may show up. And I'll bet you, I know that the Tribune had something in the paper about this meeting. I bet you they'll have a good turnout. Anything else? All right, motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you.
Yeah, if they're going to leave it up to me to vote for it, you're going to have the templates for us.
I have one name that day.